Donald Trump smashes incumbent president primary record in New Hampshire. By Charlie Spiering on February 12, 2020. President Donald Trump earned historic support in the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday, easily beating the vote tallies of four recent incumbent presidents in the state. With 90% of the vote reporting on Wednesday, Trump won 123,629 votes in the Republican primary, despite not having a serious challenger. Here is the tally for previous New Hampshire primaries for incumbent presidents, who also won their re-election. President Donald Trump in 2020, 123,629. President Barack Obama in 2012, 49,080. President George W. Bush in 2004, 52,962. President Bill Clinton in 1996, 76,797. President Ronald Reagan in 1984, 65,033. In 1992, President H.W. Bush faced a formidable primary challenge from Pat Buchanan, winning just over 50% of the vote in New Hampshire, before losing in the general election. President Jimmy Carter lost his re-election campaign to Ronald Reagan in 1980, after losing 12 primaries to primary challenger Senator Ted Kennedy. Trump shared the results on Twitter. The Trump campaign celebrated the historic numbers on Twitter. "Enthusiasm for Donald Trump is through the roof," wrote Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale on Twitter on Tuesday night. Trump also appeared pleased with the numbers as they came in. "Wouldn't a big story be that I got more New Hampshire primary votes than any incumbent president, in either party, in the history of that great state?" he added. "Not an insignificant fact." On Wednesday, Trump taunted cable news for not highlighting his big victory. "Fake news CNN and MSDNC have not surprisingly refused to talk about my record-setting number of voters in New Hampshire and in Iowa," Trump wrote on Twitter. "That's why they are poorly rated fake news." The president also predicted he would win both New Hampshire and Iowa in the general election. Trump campaign surrogates crisscrossed New Hampshire on Tuesday, and the campaign held a victory party.